Welcome to another episode of Pit Pass NASCAR. You got Frenchie with you and guest host Mike McCoy joining me today. First, how are you doing, man?
Pretty good. Glad to be here. This is exciting. My first time on the podcast. Guess we just have a replacement mic for the other mic that is on vacation at the moment.
Yeah, true. I guess we can't escape mics in the world of
Nope.
this podcast, but what got you into NASCAR first? I guess we'll start with that just so that people can get to know you that are outside of our little group that we've had on Twitter for so long.
Yeah, if you see me on Twitter, I'll just tweet the word NASCAR over and over, which I don't even know why I do. I think I'm hilarious. But when I was a kid, I was just flipping through channels on TV, came across NASCAR. I don't know if it was like the bright colors or whatever of it that got me into it, but I was hooked from the first second. That was 2001. And here we are in 2024, still just as into it, if not more, now that social media exists. It's much easier to follow, much easier to follow the drivers. It's much more immersive now than it was as just a kid that would see it on TV once a week.
And you've been, for everybody who probably doesn't know, our kind of resident NASCAR expert in a mainly IndyCar focused Twitter group for a while. There's a couple others, but I'd say that you're like the champion of NASCAR trying to get us to watch it and
I'm
all that.
Still pretty new to IndyCar, going on over 10 years at this point, but compared to NASCAR, definitely. I always look at stuff more from a NASCAR fan perspective. Like last week, I was streaming the race, both races actually, with Long Beach and NASCAR because the Ranger game was on too. But it's always a very difficult decision which to stream first when that situation comes up.
Oh, yeah. I don't like when they go up against each other. It's too much. I wish one of them was like the Sunday night race. I wish NASCAR would do that more, honestly. I've liked that so far.
Yeah, I would. I know everybody wants Talladega to have lights, but think it would have been much easier this week because I was like, all right, now what do I watch? There's nothing else on.
Yeah, so we'll get to the race because we've got some stuff to talk about that happened there. But I guess before we get into that, I've got a couple of non-racing questions for you, and then we'll jump back in
this
to
will
the
be fun.
NASCAR stuff. So the first one is, what is the worst buy one, get one free sale of all time? What can you imagine would be the worst buy one, get one?
I have a lot of experience with that. Like, for example, when I was younger, I played baseball. I tore my rotator cuff. And I knew they wanted me to go like physical therapy and stuff first before I just jumped into having surgery. So we were doing that. And I would usually go play baseball with my friends. Just that was what we did. So we obviously couldn't do that at the time. So we started playing soccer instead. And then one day I slipped and fractured my hip doing that. So it was just like a compound of problems one after the other.
So while you were waiting for another surgery, you injured yourself again?
Yeah, at that point it was like, we're gonna give you cortisone shots and we're gonna send you to physical therapy and we're gonna see if it like is manageable that way, but it just kept getting worse.
Damn, you and host need to have a whole episode just talking about your sports injuries, because I know you've heard his stuff about dodgeball in the past few weeks.
Yeah, we could make an episode out of that. It'd be a long one.
Injuries, buy one, get one free. That sounds like that happened to you. You experienced this buy one, get one free.
Definitely. And that's just probably the biggest example, because those were two pretty major injuries, but I'm always hurt something. I just dislocated my knee a couple months ago. It's just always something. It's not as much as it was like a couple of years ago where I was just a disaster all the time. Like, we've gotten a little bit better, but I'm always pretty beat up. It's never from doing something stupid either. I just fell, or it's never exciting.
Yes, there's not a good story to go along with it, at least.
Nope, never. It's always like, oh, I fell down the stairs or something, or I slipped on ice in the driveway and chipped a tooth or something.
Knock on wood, I think the only thing I've ever broken are two of my fingers. I've had like other places where I've had stitches and stuff, but not like broken bones.
Broken fingers are annoying though, because
oh yeah,
you gotta get that like metal thing put on it.
Yeah, I had pins in there. They had to do surgery.
Oh,
it was pretty
yeah.
bad.
Yeah, I've had pins in my wrist. It wasn't fun.
So the next one I think is actually even better is, if you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume you'd done? What is their immediate jump to the conclusion?
Probably vandalized something and spray painted NASCAR on a wall or something. I don't get myself into too much trouble, but I think if something says NASCAR, I probably did
All right, fair
it.
enough. Whenever we see that in the bathroom stall in Sharpie,
Yeah.
just like NASCAR,
Yep.
it's probably you.
Yeah, someone might see that IMS or something. That would be probably me.
So NASCAR should probably hire you then as their informal marketing.
I've been trying to get them just through my Twitter posting, but they haven't seemed to notice yet. Or they have, and they're just like, ignore the
I'm
city.
sure they listen to this show regularly, so they're definitely going to be calling you after
Yeah,
this.
we can only hope.
All right. I think the last one that I have is, what's the weirdest thing a guest has ever done at your house?
I don't know. I feel like my friends are pretty calm people, so I don't think anything too crazy has happened here. But I remember Christian microwaving a hot dog because we didn't order enough pizza last year. And I had never seen anybody microwave a hot dog before. So shout out Christian. We were recording this on his birthday. So happy birthday, Christian.
True, we should have started with that.
Yeah. But yeah, that one caught me off guard because we were about to go out. And Christian had just met my friends that lived here. Jack was here too. And he just was like, I'm hungry, and just threw a hot dog in the microwave. I was like, okay, never seen that one before.
I've actually done that before. I used to do that pretty regularly. Did he put it in a wet paper towel?
I don't think so, but I didn't
Okay.
really catch on to what was happening until after it was already done happening. Maybe I'm weird for not knowing that's a thing. I think that's definitely possible.
It's definitely the fastest way to cook one, though.
Yeah. That's true. I never even considered it.
Yeah, so if you're in a bind and you just really need to eat something
Yeah.
fast, you can microwave a hot dog and
So in the year since then, I haven't even thought to try that either. Maybe I should. Maybe after we're done recording, I'll go do that.
Okay, so with that said, let's talk about the race at Talladega. And then we do have some questions that were submitted by some listeners. It
Yeah.
was a little last minute that I posted that up, but
Last minute, but we got
well,
some quality questions there and some
yeah, and then
really bad
some takes too. Yeah, so we got responses. What do you think of Talladega overall?
two big issues that I took away was the 30% throttle the whole way, and two from the Xfinity race, the wall design that Justin Allgaier hit that doesn't need to be sticking out like that. I don't know how they have, because other people have hit that too in the past and they've just never went about fixing it, because I think Larson flipped into it a couple of years ago. I think I could be wrong because this is an obscure driver, but I think Chris Cockrum hit it in the
I
Xfinity
don't even know
series a
who that
couple of years
is.
ago. Yeah. But that wall has been hit before and they've never done anything about it. So those are my two takeaways. But aside from that, I enjoyed it.
Let's shout out Chris Buescher for that move that he threaded the needle, as they kept calling it on the broadcast. That was
That
pretty
was
epic.
aggressive. Yeah, that was very cool. Because the Buescher move was definitely a step in the right direction of, okay, it's time to go now.
So then I guess we had the moment that I was thinking about, which is where John Arniemiecek gets in the back of Bubba, and
Yeah,
then
he
Bubba
got
got in the
he
back of Eric
he kind of
Jones.
yeah, they all hit that like little tunnel bump going into
Yeah.
turn three. Upset everybody's car, and then I don't know. I look like Nemechek just drove Bubba through the back of Eric Jones, but I think all three of them were probably just trying to get back in line. But from what I've seen in everybody's interview, they weren't really on the same page with what the plan is. They all just stopped and were like all trying to do different things. So it didn't seem like it was the best well-organized plan, and that led to problems for everybody.
Yeah, and out of those five cars, wasn't it only Martin Truex Jr. who got through without any form of damage?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if Ty Gibbs got any damage. He might have gotten a little bit, but
Oh, yeah, I forgot he was even in that group, but I know Denny got smashed into the wall too.
yeah. And obviously, the big news of today is Eric Jones is now with the compression fracture, I believe, and he's out for at least this week. But I'm sure there's gonna be more time added onto that.
Yeah, the lower vertebrae in his back, like you said, a compression fracture. And we saw,
Yeah.
as you said, the announcement that Corey Heim's going to be in that car. So pretty
Yeah, I
cool for
mean,
him to get that opportunity.
exciting for him. Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely not the circumstances anybody would want to get their first start, but I have confidence in him. I think he's a very good driver. I don't obviously the next gen cars are a big learning curve, it seems like, for everybody. But I don't know how he'll do this week, but I think with a couple weeks he'll probably start being pretty competitive.
Yeah, and he seems like somebody who was going to get into Cup eventually anyway.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's only like 21, 22 years old, so he's young, he's got a lot of talent. He showed it in the Truck Series last year. He had top tens almost every race except like a handful. Without the chaos of Phoenix last year, he should have been the champion. Like, very good young driver. So I think he will do a good job filling in. Only time will tell.
Yeah, he's good. We interviewed him. I forget when exactly it was. I think it was towards the beginning of the season. So if anyone hasn't checked that out, I would say go back and listen to that interview. It's in the feed somewhere. But that is the big news. But I forgot actually, because I was looking at the results. Christopher Bell was actually the first one out of the race. So that happens
Oh
before.
yeah.
And that lost like another Toyota, because that was
Yeah,
a weird one.
that happened early. I forgot about that. I just assumed he was in the Toyota pileup.
But he got hit. I don't even remember now who hit him. Actually, you're right.
No. That was into turn three too, though, I think.
Yeah, and I know that Blaney was involved. Chase Elliott missed that by like inches.
I think Chase Elliott put Blaney into him. If
Okay.
I'm going to look for a video right now, actually.
Because Briscoe went around. But I don't think he had any damage. I'm picturing it in my head right now, and I can't see who hit Christopher Bell. But yeah, Toyota did not have a good race, even though Tyler Reddick won for them.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the only thing that redeems the race for them is that, like, of the finishing
was
cars, you got to win.
that was definitely one of those task failed successfully type things.
Yeah.
He only won because Michael McDowell threw seven blocks instead of one. I feel like that is another big problem with the plate racing is make one block okay, but don't do eight of them. This has been going on forever. I remember being younger and watching Kyle Busch turn himself head on into the wall at Daytona off Tony Stewart's front bumper. It's just that's always been a problem. McDowell wrecked himself trying to give him that.
He looked really mad when I saw him get out of the car, and I was just thinking, who are you mad at? It's got to be
Yeah.
just yourself, right? Or the situation.
Yeah, I saw the interviews after, and by that point, he was like, yeah, it happens that these things, like, I don't know. I feel like it's hard. They can't analyze it. It's the same with the locking bumpers and the Xfinity series and everything. There's no consistency with it. Like, they're never going to be able to control the blocking. They're never going to be able to control the 30% throttle thing either. Because the only thing I could think of with that is get rid of the stage cautions. Because at this point, they're all like, we need to make this fuel number to get to lap 60 or whatever. But even if they get rid of the cautions, they're still going to be giving out points for it, like they did at a couple of road courses last year when they got rid of them. Maybe it would fix it. Maybe it wouldn't. I don't know. I know Denny Hamlin was like, I don't know how to fix it. Usually he has the best ideas on improvements. And if he doesn't know, I don't think I would know any better. But like in the past, when they weren't doing that, they would always just make a train around the top and ride around for most of the race too. So this isn't really anything new. It's the same thing in a different shape.
Yeah, it's because Ryan Blaney was running around like last for the entire first stage, even though you know he's going to make his way up to the front. And
Yeah.
I want to say right at the beginning of the broadcast, they had mentioned wherever Ross Chastain qualified, and he just made his way to the front immediately.
Yeah, the only time that changed was when they were doing the two-car tandem. That was just chaos all the time. I didn't seem like anybody was worried about fuel or anything. That was just find somebody and push as hard as you can. But even then, like Brad Keselowski's first win, Carl Edwards sat at the back all day and just waited and then got turned for blocking and flew into the catch fence. So it seems like time is a flat circle with this, it just never changes.
That actually answers one of the questions that we had, which is about this fuel saving debate and the difficulties passing on super speedways.
Yeah, I think the difficulty passing just comes from all the manufacturers are only going to work with the other, like the same manufacturer. I feel like that is a newer type thing that didn't seem to be as much in the past. Like, especially during two-car tandem, people would just push whoever was in front of them. And they had the radio, like where they could talk to other drivers too. So that was just fine. Anybody can go. The manufacturer thing has been getting more involved over the last couple of years, I feel like. But they can't just tell the drivers like not the fuel save. That's ridiculous. But if they try to do anything, I'm sure it's going to just lead to them trainer on the top again. Like you can't win it with 80 to go.
So is the solution just to have more yellows and just like people wreck each other so that we can have people going flat out on
Yeah,
fuel?
what was the Tony Stewart quote? After the one race, we didn't wreck enough cars today. We got to turn around and split the field in half and send them the wrong way. I don't know. I feel like the more yellows just causes more yellows. It gets so bad towards the end. But I feel like NASCAR deserves credit, though, for Sunday. They didn't throw the yellow until after the leaders crossed the line. So that was a big improvement for Daytona when they threw it immediately and didn't even get to run the last lap.
Yeah, true. I think they learned from that mistake and how angry
Yeah.
people were. It's probably hardest to police or be a steward in a series where it's not supposed to be super locked down. There is supposed to be bumping and that
Yeah.
action. And so you have to have this middle ground between what do we call and what don't we call, because the fans don't want to see you call most things.
No, I think like with Chase Elliott and Denny Hamlin last year, I think a lot of people like that's too far. Like that, a lot of people agreed that that was too much. A lot of people, especially like the hardcore Chase Elliott fans, didn't agree that he did anything wrong, but that's.
Wait, you're saying Chase Elliott has hardcore fans? I've never heard of these
Oh,
people.
no, I know. That's why you can find any die. You can go into any store and find any Chase Elliott diecast you want.
Right, so that answers George's question, I feel like. Hopefully that satisfied him, but he'll let us know. We also got from Jack, not much of a question, but just said
No,
stage racing sucks.
I saw that. I was like, that's not even a question. Yeah, if they want to give out points, like at certain points during the race, go for it. I just wish they wouldn't throw the yellow because it screws the strategy up, especially on the road courses. And then they took it away for a couple races last year, and everyone's this is so much better. And then they put them back, and it's like, why? Like, why do we need that? I don't know. I just feel you don't need to stop the race for stages. Like, I've never liked it. Maybe I sound like old man yells at cloud sometimes, but it's just not necessary to me.
No, I agree, but I think it's here to stay for at least for a while
Oh,
because
definitely. Yeah.
you got
I
to break
mean,
up these long races for people's short attention spans is why I imagine they do it. I can't think of many other reasons for than for
don't think they'll,
broadcast.
yeah, I don't think they'll ever admit it. I don't think they'll ever admit, oh, we just want to show more commercials, but
Right.
there's at least some truth to that, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my guess, but yeah, you're right. That will never be admitted, but hey. It's always nice to see big businesses still choosing to want to broadcast or want to
It's
be on the
true.
NASCAR broadcast. So
Yeah, I
that's a good
mean,
thing.
yeah, they're especially this past week, there were a lot of commercials. It felt like even more than usual.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, it's yeah, they're giving money to NASCAR is making money off this, and I want to support NASCAR. So it's like hard to complain, but it's like a little overbearing sometimes.
I imagine we see the same commercials because I don't know how regional that is, but I kept seeing this Applebee's hamburger that looked amazing, like so good, but I know it wouldn't really look that good if I
Oh
went
no. It
to
would look like it got run over by a car.
Applebee's. Yeah, but that, like, on the commercial, I wanted that so
Yeah.
bad.
Yeah. Makes me hungry now.
All right, so I guess before we get to a certain individual's question who should
Yeah.
be enjoying his vacation because he gave
Yeah.
me a hard time when I was on my honeymoon for engaging. Let's review the predictions from Talladega, and I guess you can just objectively make fun of both of our terrible predictions.
Right. It's hard to pick anything at Talladega.
A little bit, yeah, but then you're gonna stand in for host for Dover, so you'll make
Okay.
his picks and he has to live with whatever you do. So you can
All right.
choose to help him or
So
you
I
can
could,
choose
yeah.
to sabotage if you'd like, whichever way you want to go, or just hot takes, totally up to you. He picked Daniel Hemric, who did have a good weekend. I picked John Hunter Nemechek, who did not have a good weekend because he was involved in that crash we talked about,
Yeah.
so that's unfortunate. Bad weekend host pick Cody Ware. I don't even see where he finished. I need to look.
He 20 something probably.
24th, yeah. But he started 34th. He hasn't run in a while. I'd say that's fine. Not bad,
Yeah,
not good.
he was there.
Yeah. I said Brad Keselowski was going to have a bad weekend. So
No.
apparently, I just need to say the opposite for Brad and he'll do well. So I'm going to make a note to myself to let him know that because he had definitely a good weekend. He almost won for a seventh time at Talladega. The poll, which I don't even really know why we predict this, but. Because it's just, let me guess, one out of 40 drivers and how many different permutations can it be?
Yeah.
But I guess you could have guessed a Ford and neither of us did.
Yeah, especially at the plate tracks, it's a complete toss-up.
But we could have guessed Logano or McDowell, like they've had polls earlier. I don't know, but we didn't. Host said William Byron, who, where did he qualify? 13th. And I said Ross Chastain, who, as I mentioned earlier, qualified pretty low down, but he did make his way up quickly. Where did he started 32nd. So that's the opposite of the poll.
Nope, that's almost as far back as you could.
Yeah. And then host picked Toyota. Even though Toyota won, they dumped too many cars to actually win
Yeah.
this. I picked Chevy. But let's count in the top 10. We've got a Toyota, two Fords, one, two, three, four,
Think Bowman was probably the
five
highest.
Chevys.
Yeah, I think they had a lot of the back half of the top 10.
So I win that one.
Congratulations, I'm proud of you.
That's the only one that I did. And that's the easiest one to guess because you picked the manufacturer who's been doing well. And these were, who was the first Chevy that finished? Ricky
Bowman. Oh,
Stenhouse?
Stenhouse. Oh, it was Stenhouse. I forgot.
That actually leads us perfectly into the one other piece of news we have before talking about Dover. And that is Kroger might be leaving JTG because I guess they've been with them since 2010. And I think Kroger
Yeah.
brings a lot of their other sponsors too. If you see Clorox or like
Yeah, I
Thomas
heard.
Bagels through Kroger, right?
Yeah, I think it's like the same way Menards used to have. They still do, but
Exactly.
they'll have a different brand on the front of. It used to be Paul Menard, now it's Ryan Blaney every or Cindric some weeks. But they'll
True.
have a, yeah, that threw me
Yeah.
off so bad last week.
I don't know who they would switch to. I don't see that in the news. This was released by Adam Stern from Sports Business Journal, but I guess that might be part of a leadership change at JTG. I have no idea if you know
Yeah,
anything more about this.
I read it. I didn't get a ton. It was just like, yeah, they might leave. And it's okay. Where are they
Okay.
going? What's happening with JTG? I'm sure we'll get more about that as the coming weeks, months, whatever, because it's still very early in the season. It's not even May yet. So I'm sure that's going to be a developing thing as time goes on. But I don't know what their plan would be if they lose that sponsorship, because I know Ricky has a little bit of NOS sponsorship. I think he brought that. But beyond that, I don't really know what sponsorship they have. I know they had two cars for a while and then cut back.
Who'd they sell that charter to?
I don't remember. I know Germain Racing was the 2311 one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure where that second charter went,
It's
actually.
okay. I didn't
That's
mean to put
an
you on the spot.
I usually with the just random trivia, I
Yeah,
got
if
it,
anyone was
but
going to know offhand, it was going to be you, but it's okay. It was the 37 car, right? That they used to have?
yeah, they sold it to Spire
17?
Motorsports.
Oh, okay. So it's one of their three cars that they have.
Yeah,
Okay. Because they have what? The 7, the 71, and the 77 now?
I'm still
Okay.
confused by the whole 71 thing because Zane Smith is driving for Trackhouse, but
Yeah.
at Spire, that whole thing has still confused me to this day.
We'll have to see what happens. I wonder if they're going to sell, if this is something that, like, the leadership at JTG, who's what? It's Brad Daugherty and Tad Geschichter, and I don't know
Yeah,
where the J
and
is from.
it's his wife Jody.
Okay, there you go. See,
Yeah.
that's the trivia that you knew right
Yeah.
off the top of your head. They've been around for a while, a
Yeah,
long
since
time.
I think 08 they had Marcus Ambrose. Maybe that was 09. I think Ambrose ran a couple races for Wood Brothers in 2008 and then was full time for them in 09.
They've been in Cup since, yeah, you nailed it, 2009. Apparently, Ken Schrader did not qualify for Las Vegas for them in 2007.
Did they
But the
try the
first
four?
race they
Was it?
made was Marcus Ambrose in Indianapolis. I guess it was the Brickyard 400 in 2008.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah, and then they did full season. Yeah.
Yeah,
Cool.
because I
I didn't.
remember they were leading at Sonoma when Ambrose stalled it under caution and then Jimmy Johnson won. And then they finally got their first win with Allmendinger in 2014 at Watkins Glen.
Okay, so they've started in Xfinity in like the 90s. Or I guess it would have
Yeah,
been called
or
the
it's was
Busch
it
back
ST
then.
Racing at that
Exactly.
point? Yeah.
ST Motorsports, yeah.
Yeah, they that existed before me probably, but
Yeah, it said it started in 1995, so that is
yep,
pre you,
that's
right?
that is
Yeah.
before me. Yep.
And I was still very young.
I
Yeah.
guess that makes sense now.
Yeah. So we'll see. Hopefully that team doesn't go away, but if they do, maybe
No.
they'll sell to somebody their
Yeah.
charter. I'm not sure. But I can
Yeah.
see Hendrick buying another charter just to have it.
You can only have four cars, and unless Hendrick wants to have Junior Motorsports move up finally,
Yeah.
which would be very cool. I know everybody's been saying that for a long time that they want that to happen.
All right, so I guess that's our news. Let's do some predictions for Dover. Let me find the times first. Xfinity this weekend and Cup as usual, but no, not trucks. And Saturday, April 27th, we've got Cup practice at 10:30 a.m., followed by qualifying at 11:20 a.m. The Xfinity race is at 1:30 p.m. And I don't know who's in the booth in terms of driver-wise, because I've been enjoying checking that out. That's been
Yeah,
fun.
the I know that's gonna lead into one of our questions later, but I do enjoy the Xfinity race booth the most out of everything, I think.
Yeah.
Having the current driver knowledge and everything and all their intake on everything is very
They've all
nice.
been good. Like everyone they've
Yeah.
had so far, I thought none of them have been a dud or failed, in
No.
my opinion,
No, they've all been very good. That's
which I did not expect. But the race is Sunday at 2 p.m., and I think that's on Fox. No, it's FS1,
Oh,
actually.
see, I didn't know that because I'm going to be there. Yeah, I didn't
Yeah,
have
there you
no
go. Report for us
excuse.
on the ground. Maybe we'll have to have you back again next
Yeah.
weekend and you can just report from there.
What's up, guys? I wanted to introduce you to the newest sponsor of the show here, and that would be Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest way to get in on all of the action across all of the sports, including motorsports. Again, Underdog Fantasy and their Pick'em game. Just pick higher or lower on your favorite or least favorite driver stats, and you can win up 20 times your money in a single night. So, example, let's say you are really not a Brad Keselowski fan, so the pick is going to be higher or lower than finishing in seventh place. So you're going to click that lower button and off you're running for the day to see if you can win some money. Underdog keeps it super simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. All you need to do, pick between two and five players to fill out your pick'em entry. You get everything right, and you're going to take home some serious cold hard cash. Use promo code PPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $500 by Underdog. A little bit more on why I think Underdog is such an awesome website to use. First off, their website is easy to use, and so is their app. There are no waivers, trades, or lineup setting. There's nothing to worry about other than setting a couple guys in your picks. Underdog lets you draft a fantasy team in just a couple minutes. Again, please use promo code PPN for Pit Pass NASCAR, and they'll double your deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. You deposit $100, you're getting $100 free. To join now, and we'll start having a Underdog Fantasy segment in each and every episode going forward after this week.
Let's do our picks for Dover. I'm going to do you as host, subbing in for him. So I'll let you start. Who do you think is going to have a good weekend?
I think Ross Chastain will have a good weekend. He ran very well there last year. Definitely could have won, just could not get the pass on Truex done. So I'm going Chastain.
Okay. You can't count him out at all. He's going to get a win, another win at some point this season. So
Definitely.
trying to think of who I should pick. I'm going to go out on a limb and actually just say that Corey Heim has a good weekend. We've talked to him, and I think he's going to impress.
Yeah, I agree. I also think he will have a good weekend, but I figure Chastain might have a shot at winning. I think top 20 would be a good weekend for Corey Heim at this point.
And legacy has not been like incredible
no.
yet. We'll see how he does. I think he might be a little limited by that equipment. Honestly, before that, when it was Petty, it still wasn't ever like amazing equipment. So
Eric
like, put some
Jones,
effort
I
in.
mean, Eric Jones gets the most out of that stuff. It seems like he's been doing that forever.
Yeah.
He won the Southern 500 for them a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
which I guess that one year they were actually pretty competitive, but the second car, like the 42, has been a disaster ever since year one. Even when Jones was running good that year, I think Ty Dillon was in the car. It was Ty Dillon struggled, then Gregson struggled. Whoever they put in the car after Gregson last year struggled, except Hosovar ran well at Bristol. That was about the only high point for them. But that was, and then it seems like it's continuing this year too.
Yeah, I think we talked about this actually. I'm going to shout out somebody who had a good finish just because I think the season has been so bad for them before. This is Harrison Burton. Like that Ward Brothers car looked just so awful, and he finished in the top 10. So it was good to see.
He was up front at Texas for a couple laps, and then he was like 30th again. I was like, what happened?
Yeah. And I know you had a good weekend as a Bowman fan, top five.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's not going to stop people on Twitter saying he's going to get replaced next season, but that's life as a Bowman fan.
I haven't seen that. I didn't realize that.
Oh, my God. He is the most overhated person. He does nothing wrong, and people just – because he hasn't won in a little bit. He is like – people
Chase
on Twitter
hadn't
go,
won in a little bit.
No
No one was saying
but,
that about him.
No, but Chase Elliott fans are very dedicated.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Running should be simple. Just put on your shoes and go. And yet, when you try to learn about how to get better at it, especially as you age, you're confronted with conflicting advice, complicated workouts, and confusing nutrition trends that just won't work for you. On The Planted Runner, I'll share exactly how to run faster, longer, and feel great doing it at any age because you don't have time to waste. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik, and I went from not running at all in my late 30s to finishing a marathon in 2:58 at age 42, all on a plant-based diet. I've helped hundreds of runners achieve new personal records well into their 60s and even 70s with science-backed training, plant-based nutrition, and proven mental strength techniques. Each episode of The Planted Runner is like a private coaching session on the run where you'll learn from me and the guests I interview. You'll get actionable lessons to help you become a better runner every week and reach goals that you never thought possible. Whether you're training for your first 5K or your 50th marathon, take along The Planted Runner on your next run. Let me show you how your best running is still ahead of you.
That's interesting. I didn't realize that was rumor about him. There are plenty of other people I think would get replaced way before Bowman would.
Yeah, there's an account. Let me find the exact... what exactly it's called. Yeah, Alex Bowman Sins. And it's just all the things that he's getting hated on for doing wrong. It's like a parody account.
Okay. He seems like his personality, he just seems so likable.
Yeah.
We talked to him and we like he was really fun to interview.
Yeah.
He has that cool
drift
car that he was talking about. Have you seen the videos of that on social media?
He just posted a bunch of stuff with that recently too. That looks so much fun.
Yeah, that's another interview that if anyone is hearing this and hasn't gone back and listened to, I would just check that out. It's always fun to hear when these drivers are actually car guys too, because I don't know. That's just fun for me at least. But bad weekend. I'm going to start this one. Let me think of who would have a bad weekend. I think Josh Berry. I just don't think he's having a good year yet.
It's not been
amazing.
I think Stuart Haas is still not really there yet. I think Gregson is doing a very good job.
And Briscoe, too, I think, has
been
doing pretty well.
Briscoe is doing a lot better than last year. Last year at Pocono, he was, like, slower than the Rick Ware cars. And I was like, how did this happen? Because 2022, he was at like the beginning of the year. He won Phoenix. He was like battling for wins basically
Right.
every week. And then they just took a nosedive. And they still had Harvick, which helped. But now I think they're like almost rebuilding.
Are you killing a bug right now?
Yes. It's distracting me.
What kind of bug you got over there?
It
you
was an
smashed.
Ant. Oh, it was
okay.
An ant. It was a quite large ant too. Hopefully they're no friends.
As long as it wasn't a red ant, those things
No,
hurt.
It wasn't.
I guess the bugs are back. It's like warm enough outside that they're coming back. But I picked Josh
I didn't
Berry.
get it.
We got another tangent and you killed it, or you're trying to kill it.
I hope.
Who's having a bad weekend?
Is it low-hanging fruit to say Jimmy Johnson? I feel like he's not.
No,
he just doesn't have the practice in these cars yet. And it seemed like he said before Texas, he spent his whole career driving off the right rear. And you can't do that in these cars. You're going to spin out. To spend that many years driving a certain way and then like having to adapt all of a sudden can't be easy. So I think he does do well at Dover. Like he's historically, that's been one of his better tracks. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he'll pull out a good finish this week. I would love to see it. I'm not a Jimmy Johnson hater. I would love to see him do well, but it's hard with the very limited practice they have.
When he cherry picked these tracks, for sure, these are his best tracks that he picked to
Definitely.
Run, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. All right. For pole, you get to go because I went first last time. Who are you guessing for pole? Just like take
I'll
a
go,
name out of the hat, apparently.
I will go Larson because.
Fair enough. Yeah. Okay.
Larson was fast there last year, but then Ross Chastain punted a lap car, I think, and he collected Larson.
Oh, man. I still love the thing that they've been doing when they quizzed everybody of who's the hardest car to pass. And they were like Logano or Chastain, right?
Yeah. Somebody has to take over the Ryan Newman role.
Yeah, exactly. That was fun. For pole, I'm going with Dover's a mile. So I'm just going to go with Christopher Bell.
That's a fair pick.
His season has gone off the rails a little bit the last three races, but he'll bring it back.
It's hard to tell. It was like just such a wild card. I feel like you can't even.
Texas,
Martinsville. Yeah, I was going to say Martinsville. I was driving back from Canada, so I didn't really get too
I don't
much of
remember
that race.
What happened now, but he was like 35th. So he was out early.
That doesn't sound ideal.
Oh, that was the one where his tire wasn't fully on. Did you see that
Oh,
clip?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was how that race started, I think. Okay. All right, and then we got to pick our manufacturer. I'm going to go first on this one. And I think I'm going to just say that there's good momentum with Ford because I feel bad always picking Chevy and Toyota. So I'm going to go with Ford. I don't think Host will ever pick Ford either because he used to own a Ford Escape that he is triggered if you bring that up to him.
See,
I think he lemoned it.
I currently have a Ford Focus that everything is broken on. But I love that car to death, so I will not let it die. So I don't know. The car is old enough to vote, so I can't really fault it at this point. It's not like it's a piece of garbage that's breaking. It's just an old car that's struggling at this point, but I will fix eventually. Which leads me to my pick of I will go with Toyota.
Okay.
I feel like Truex won last year. I feel like Denny Hamlin's very good at Dover. I think Ty Gibbs ran well last year. I think Bell will probably run well. I think Heim could run well. I think Tyler Reddick is building momentum. So I think there's a lot of potential there.
Yeah. I think Toyota has the fewest cars on the grid, right, of any of the manufacturers.
Yes.
But they seem to have, I would say, the quality over quantity approach. It's always seen. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, having the couple extra with Legacy now is a big step for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they'll be benefiting from that. Maybe they're not yet because they also started with a new design this year, so I'm sure there's been some catching up with that, but they've run well.
I think with that we have one final question to talk about, and we left it for last because it was sent in by none other than host Mike, who couldn't resist chiming in even in his absence. And he wants to know, Is the TV product worse this year because Fox has fewer races and cares less?
I think the TV production this year is actually a little bit better than it has been the last couple of years, because I think Harvick in the booth is helping a lot. That being said, the camera shots and all this, that stuff is really bad. Like, they're like, oh, it's a 30 car pileup, and it's just zoomed in on Tyler Reddick. Like, that I feel like that they need to work on. The cartoons are bad. Like, just
Oh,
put a
everyone has
picture of the
like eight
driver.
pack abs.
Yeah,
Yeah.
just put a picture of the driver, put a picture of the car, get the sponsors on TV. That they're just doing too much with it. I feel like the Xfinity broadcasts have been good. I
Yeah.
think the Xfinity ones are probably the best out of the bunch. The truck series races have been just horrible for years, because they, I don't
Yeah.
think they even have them at the track calling the races
Oh,
still.
they're not there?
If they are, that's a recent change, because they haven't been for a while.
'Cause it's Jamie Little, and then she's got Michael Waltrip,
So, well,
and
Jamie
who's it? Phil
Little,
Parsons?
I don't know if she's full time with the truck series. I feel like they haven't raced in so long, I've forgotten. But I
Yeah.
know she's full time with ARCA.
Okay.
And the yeah, it's just there's no like energy. I feel like it's just three people in a room just talking,
Yeah, I can see
which
that.
it really is. If they're back in Charlotte watching from the truck series races are just painful, because I love the truck series. I love the chaos that it brings. I wish the TV product could match it, because it is a lot of fun. Especially you have all 16-year-olds racing with guys like Matt Crafton, who are, I don't know how old Matt Crafton is, but there's so
Probably late
much
30s,
like
right?
diversity. Oh, he's older than that. He's been,
Oh, okay.
he might be almost 50 by now.
Let me look. Yep, he's 47.
Was close. But the series is so much fun. I mean, like, Talladega truck race is always crazy. They were going to on dirt before it, like any other series was. Like, there were a lot of really good truck races that I feel like the broadcast is just holding them back from at this point.
Yeah, because if the broadcast isn't good, it's not going to bring people in and get them excited about it. So they should invest in that broadcast maybe a little bit more.
Yeah,
And
I
I
feel
like
like
Phil Parsons actually. I feel like he's pretty
Phil
good.
Parsons is good. I like Michael Waltrip too. I think it's
He's
just not a
crazy, so
good,
he's fun. Yeah.
yeah, I feel like that's he fills the same role that like Clint Bowyer does now.
Yeah.
But I think Harvick being there has toned him down a lot, which is good. Mike Joy is Mike Joy. He's been a legend the whole time. I think the amount of commercials is probably a little too much. There is a lot they could do better, but I also feel like it has been worse in the last couple of years than it is now. So at least that's a little bit better. That's my back to my point. I wish they would, when they're doing like the starting lineup, I wish it'd be like picture of car, picture of driver, instead of here's like a cartoon of Denny Hamlin that looks like he's been taking steroids for the last 30 years.
All right. Yeah, I think that answers Poe's question of what we think and got your expertise on as somebody who's been much closer to watching these broadcasts for a lot
I don't think,
longer than we have.
if we have time for one more tangent, I don't know if you
Go
saw the
for it, of
question that
course.
host sent me. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, I didn't see that. That didn't come
Yeah, I
up for me
think,
for some reason.
yeah, he, because I quote tweeted the tweet and he responded to me instead of the Pit Pass account.
He loves that question.
Gonna
Do you have
go
an
no.
answer?
I'm gonna
Okay.
go no. Hot dog is
I
a
think
hot
that's
dog.
what my take was too, even though there's not really, it's just a gut reflex to say
Yeah,
that. And I think he thinks it is a sandwich. I think he likes to say and advocate for that.
he looks like he would consider a hot dog a sandwich.
I don't know what that means, but we're gonna leave it on that,
I
I
don't
think. So
either.
it's perfect. And with
Thank you
that, I
guys
hope
for
everybody
the
has a good weekend and thanks for hanging out and filling in. We'll definitely have to have you
thanks for having
back.
me. Sorry, host, for all the tangents.
People like tangents. They know what they're getting with Pit Pass
Yeah,
NASCAR. So, with that, have a
especially
good weekend,
when
everybody.